KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's clear, 3 degrees below zero. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. There is a wind chill advisory in effect until 10 a.m. for Monona, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Sac, Crawford, Carroll, Green, Audubon, Guthrie, and Cass counties in our listening area. In the news, a man from western Dallas County died in a high-speed rollover crash east of Stewart last night. The Iowa State Patrol has identified the victim as 64-year-old Andrew Gale Soroka of Dexter. Officials say he was driving a 2001 Jeep Cherokee eastbound on White Pole Road at around 10:30 p.m. when the SUV went straight off the road at a curb. The vehicle went down the south ditch and hit a curb sign before continuing east in the ditch and hitting a log. The SUV then rolled over, landed beside the railroad tracks, and rolled down a hill before coming to rest on its wheels. Soroka, who was wearing his seatbelt, was partially ejected from the vehicle as it rolled and died at the scene. His body was transported to the DCI lab in Ankeny for autopsy. Two people were arrested overnight Tuesday into early this morning in Montgomery County. The sheriff's office reports around 1:45 a.m. today. 62-year-old Jackie Douglas Kendrick of Newmarket was arrested for possession of methamphetamine with the intent to deliver and a drug tax stamp violation. His arrest was the result of a traffic stop at 260th and Vine Avenue east of Villisca. During the stop, Kendrick was found to be in the possession of more than 14 grams of meth. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $100,000 bond. The Sheriff's Department reports also the arrest at around 10:20 p.m. Tuesday of a Pleasantville man. 48-year-old James Edward Stone was arrested on two warrants pertaining to contempt of court. Stone was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 bond. And at around 11:15 p.m. Tuesday, deputies in Montgomery County investigated a residential burglary at 2791 V Avenue, south of Villisca. Officials say sometime between December 29th and 30th, a person or persons unknown took multiple items from the residence. Anyone with information about that crime is asked to call the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office at 712-623-5107 or Crime Stoppers at 800-432-1001. In an update to our story yesterday morning, a business in downtown Atlantic was damaged by vandalism late Monday night. Police Chief Steve Green said around 9:50 p.m., someone heard glass breaking in the 400 block of Chestnut Street, south of the Napa store. A person who notified police said they saw a short male suspect wearing a black coat, black pants, and stocking cap run north on the 400 block of Chestnut and turn east onto 4th Street. When officers went to investigate, they found the front 8x8-foot plate glass window at Aunt B's at 408 Chestnut had been broken. The front glass door of the business was also smashed. Inside the store, where the window was broken, there was a piece of black asphalt measuring 5x7 inches in diameter. A picture inside of a glass frame was also broken inside the store after it was hit by the piece of asphalt. Officers were unable to locate a suspect. Damage from the incident amounted to about $1,500. Anyone with information about that incident is asked to call the Atlantic Police Department at 243-3512. The Audubon Police Department Tuesday released a list of persons who were recently arrested. Officer Matt Starmer reports 29-year-old Heath Austin Kroll of Chiron was arrested for domestic abuse second offense. 21-year-old Joseph Andrew Reesberg of Audubon was arrested for supplying alcohol to minors. 48-year-old Timothy Dwayne Smith of Audubon was arrested in Audubon for driving with a suspended license. And 31-year-old Donovan Eugene Harris of Boone was arrested on charges of domestic abuse, harassment, obstructing emergency communications, going armed with intent, and child endangerment. 34-year-old Claude Anthony Cheatham of Audubon was taken into custody recently on a harassment charge. 28-year-old Jared Dwayne Joyce and 27-year-old Cassie Michelle Joyce, both of Audubon, were arrested recently for trespassing. No other information was provided about those arrests. And voters in a state Senate district in southwest Iowa have selected a farmer from Imogene to replace Joni Ernst. Ernst resigned from the seat in late November after Iowa voters elected her as the next U.S. Senator from Iowa. Republican Mark Costello won Tuesday's special election and will be sworn in as a state senator in January.
I kind of want to keep just quietly doing my job. That's my goal.
Costello won a seat in the Iowa House in 2012 and was reelected to the House in November. Now Costello will represent the six southwest Iowa counties of Senate District 12. Turnout in Tuesday's election was sparse, but Costello was the overwhelming selection of those who did cast their ballots.
I'm so grateful to them for supporting me like this. I love it that they show that confidence in me. Makes me feel really good.
Over 4,100 ballots were cast in Tuesday's special election, and Costello got almost 74% of the votes. Republicans held a majority of the seats in the Iowa House. The past 2 years, Costello has served there, giving the GOP the ability to control the debate agenda. Democrats control the state Senate. Costello will join 23 other Republicans in the state Senate and be in the majority. He considers the Senate a good opportunity to affect legislation.
I'm looking forward to being a part of that team for the next 2 years, and maybe, you know, I guess I'm always optimistic. I'm hopeful that my side will take control of the Senate in a couple of years.
Costello is a graduate of the Nishna Valley High School. He graduated from the University of Northern Iowa in 1984 and worked for 5 years as a computer programmer for Garst Seed before returning to his family's farm. Costello and his wife Rachel have 5 children. The family raises corn, soybeans, and registered Simmental cattle on their farm near Imogene. In the funeral announcements, Betty E. Gall, age 89, of Erling, died Friday in Omaha. A massive Christian burial service for Betty Gall will be today at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Alveda Davis, age 93, of Stewart and formerly of Redfield, died Sunday in West Des Moines. Funeral services for Alveda Davis will be today at 11 o'clock at the Panther Creek Church of the Brethren in rural Adel. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Aisley McCarthy, age 3, of Elkhorn, died Monday at Blank Children's Hospital in Des Moines. Funeral services for Aisley McCarthy will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has the arrangements. Vanine Groh, age 76, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday. Funeral services for Vanine Groh will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the United Methodist Church at Bowman's Chapel in rural Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Richard McCauley, age 81, of Atlantic, died August 31st. A massive Christian burial service for Richard McCauley will be Saturday at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Hugh Ross, age 89, of Atlantic, died December 21st at the Heritage House. A gathering for Hugh Ross will be held on Saturday from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Heritage House. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Jim Galloway, age 72, of Coon Rapids, died Tuesday. Private graveside services for Jim Galloway will be held at the Union Township Cemetery. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has the arrangements. And Doris Rhodes Ballard, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Cumberland, died at her home Sunday. No services are planned for Doris Rhodes Ballard. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.